This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, we give them away, so enjoy those on us. Those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you to access their websites. Ours is free, and ours is better. Head on over to freetalklive.com. In fact, not only is it better right now, but I'm taking a little bit of funding and sending it the direction of the website and getting it a little makeover, a little remake.
What's going to happen?
A little revamp.
Well, this is exciting news. I haven't heard anything about this. What's going to happen?
Well, it's going to be totally redesigned, and I'm pretty excited about that.
I see.
I don't know when it's going to be finished. But it's hopefully by the end of the year.
A little tickle.
Hopefully we'll have a 2008 launch of the brand new Free Talk Live webpage. Bring it into the 21st century. And not that it looks like it's from 1999, but it functions pretty well as it in its current state. It's just, it could be modernized a bit.
Newer is better when it comes to websites, and you know they tend to evolve and what's hot, the right colors and the mm-hmm. right layout and all that stuff.
So. Well, our color scheme is going to stay the same.
Mm-hmm.
The layout, black and the yellow and all of that, and it's just the layout and the way things are designed, and maybe introduce a few new features that'll make things easier for me. Sort of on the business side, to add new things to the site. That way,
everybody cares about that.
Yeah, well, the more if I can easily update the site better than I can today, I'll be more likely to update it more often, if that makes sense.
It does to me.
So, anyway, freetalklive.com, 1-800-259-9231. Starting things out with a story I promised for last night, but we didn't get to. From an emailer. He says, Ian, I was listening to a recent program about hazing, and it got me thinking about some of my own experiences. I recently began listening to Free Talk Live, and I must say, I like what I hear. I only wish I'd come into contact with you and this movement before October of 2003. I mention October of 2003 specifically because that was when I decided to enlist in the United States Army Reserve.
Mm.
At the time, I thought I was making a great decision. Everyone was proud of me. I'd get extra points on a civil service test, and they'd pay for my college. The military seemed like the perfect thing for a guy who was tight on money and lacked direction. I can still remember how naively excited I was. I was going to be a military police officer! Unfortunately, no one mentioned that I had to enlist for a minimum of 6 years to get money for college. And my recruiter lied and said that I could get money for college for just 2 years of service. These lies continued until I ended up enlisting for 8 years, 4 years active and 4 years inactive, which means they can call me back if needed. Despite my lengthened enlistment, I stood to receive no benefits for my service.
Really?
Somehow, I didn't care about all of that. I figured I was making a decision that would change my life forever, and I was about to learn how true that was. My time in boot camp was traumatic, to say the least. To this day, my resting hours are filled with nightmarish memories of what happened at Fort Leonard Wood. There are far too many stories to mention in this one email, but suffice it to say, it's taken me some time to get over this trauma. There are a few stories that stand out, though. I remember making friends with a fellow recruit. I'll call him Brian to protect his identity. Brian was an energetic 20-year-old from Massachusetts who joined the military to follow in his father's footsteps, as I imagine many, many people do.
That's what you often hear is, generations of people who have been in the military. Yeah.
Right. You get brought up in the military family. You're an Army brat or Navy brat or whatever they call them.
Well, I don't think that necessarily. Some people just consider it a rite of passage into adulthood. Mm. You know, you got to join the military, be in for 2, 4, 6 years, and then you can go on with your life.
Okay. Well, whatever it is, it just seems like whenever your family is in the military, it highly increases the likelihood that you will also be. He says, I remember that Brian and I, how fast we became friends, and thought that this would surely be a friendship to last forever. Unfortunately, it seemed that the drill sergeants had other plans. Drill sergeants tend to single out recruits who aren't holding up well and make a point of hazing them the most. I can only guess they're trying to make an example of the recruit's poor performance. With my friend
Something
Brian,
up, I would guess, too. You know, you're in the military, you want
to
be tough.
With my friend Brian, they took it to an extreme. Brian was having a hard time adjusting to being away from his family. Instead of offering him some sort of professional counseling, they decided they would call attention to his psychological problems. They would call him in front of the entire formation, which was about 200 people, where they would degrade him, calling him crazy, worthless, and a faggot. Needless to say, Brian was in no condition to take such punishment. He quickly fell into a downward spiral. It literally got to the point where he couldn't function. He'd just sit and cry for hours.
Jeez.
The drill sergeant said he was faking, but I knew different.
He sounds like the guy from, what was that? You Can't Handle the Truth. A Few Good Men, the Tom Hanks movie. Remember the one that got Hayes?
Tom Cruise.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean Tom Hanks. I'm not much on the Hollywood stuff.
So he says, I can still remember the last day I saw Brian. We were in the restroom or latrine, and he was washing his hands as tears ran down his cheeks. One of our fellow recruits was angry at Brian's continued depression and decided to throw in his 2 cents. The private said, "Man up, you weak piece of S." Feeling as though I needed to defuse the situation, I made my way over to Brian's side. Just as I reached out to put my hand on Brian's shoulder, he snapped, but not in the way you'd think. Brian didn't hurt his aggressor. Instead, he began to bash his own face into the mirror above the sink repeatedly. I watched for what seemed like hours, but was actually only about 6 to 8 seconds. I finally jumped in when I saw Brian's blood on the mirror. He had shattered his own nose. I grabbed Brian and wrestled him to the ground in a desperate attempt to subdue him. In an effort to protect myself, I kept my forearm against Brian's jaw to keep him in place. Just then, a drill sergeant raced through the door. "What the hell are you doing, Private?" he shouted at me.
It does look pretty suspicious.
Before I had a chance to respond, the drill sergeant threw me across the room where I hit my head on a urinal, regained my consciousness and composure just in time to see 4 drill sergeants wrestle Brian out of the room. Shortly after the event, I volunteered to help transport Brian to the mental hospital on base, and I never saw him again. I almost envied him. He was gone. Lucky for me, I received a medical discharge toward the end of my training. It came to light I had asthma, and in an effort to prove the doctors wrong, a drill sergeant decided to induce an asthma attack. I was put through a gauntlet of tests to prove that I was healthy. These tests included rubbing my face into weeds that I was forced to pull, weeds that I'm no doubt allergic to. When that didn't work, I was thrown into a CS gas chamber without a mask and forced to exercise. After that, the drill sergeant decided to put me in a 12x12 dusty room where I was forced to do jumping jacks while my fellow recruits swept the room in order to kick up some dust. I ended up having a near-fatal asthma attack, and I was sent home approximately 2 weeks later. I'm glad you talked about hazing the other day, because it's an issue that doesn't get enough attention. These are just a couple of the things that happened to me in my 9 weeks at Fort Leonard Wood. Unfortunately, there are so many more stories. To this day, I have nightmares about being sent back to boot camp. If you're ever talking with someone who's considering enlisting, I hope you'll tell them about Brian and myself. From CS.
Mm.
Just an amazing story from one of our listeners. And he apparently has more where that one came from.
Don't you think there's some value, though? I think hazing can definitely go the wrong way.
Value in being abused? Is that what you're talking about?
Value in, toughening somebody up for war.
Look, I understand the point of toughening someone up for war, but when you're dealing with somebody who's obviously having severe psychological trauma, I don't know if they're taking the right tact. I understand they're desperate for bodies to go over and be killed in another country, but it seems like they're being inhumane to me.
Don't you think that some people, their defense mechanism is to, just sort of give up. And it's the drill sergeant's job to get beyond that defense mechanism, to push them a little bit so that they, do man up. Some people are going to fail, and I understand that.
It sounds to me like they did a little more than just nudge him a bit. It sounds to me like they stepped over a line. And would love to hear what you think. 800-259-9231. Did you ever experience anything like this? Or was your basic training just peachy keen, no problems at all? You didn't see anything like this, in fact.
Well, a lot of people, what I've heard from people as far as basic training goes is it's something they'd never do again, but it's something they wouldn't trade for the world. They love the idea that they made it through basic training, and they love the idea that it was tough.
1-800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You know, the problem with the military is that you can't just decide to throw in the towel. If you get into it, and then you decide that, no, this isn't for me. You know, I thought it was going to be for me, but no, it's not for me. Thanks, but no thanks. So see you later, guys. Heading out. Nice knowing you. They don't let you do that.
No.
And that's what problem number one is. Then people like Brian would have simply been able to say, sorry, not for me. Thanks. See you later. But he couldn't. And so he got abused. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you'll be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
This is a market alert from Midas Resources. Since August 9th, the Fed has created and injected $200 billion into the financial markets to keep them afloat, ignoring the hyperinflationary hangover that is the sure result. Data released by the New York Federal Reserve shows that foreign central banks have cut their stash of U.S. Treasuries by $48 billion since late July, with falls of $32 billion in the last 2 weeks alone. Could China be quietly dumping the dollar? The quality of your life depends on the quality of your currency, and the quality of the dollar is poor because the quantity is so high. Printing money out of thin air has disastrous results, victimizing middle-class citizens and discouraging savings. If you have been considering precious metals as a hedge against inflation, you need to act now. Procrastination is the mother of lost opportunities. Call me, Tom Andrew, at 1-800-606-1294. That's 1-800-606-1294.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz, and if you're interested in suppressed natural cures and rare exotic remedies, this may be the most important message you'll hear for a long time. There's an opportunity right now for a limited number of listeners to acquire an amazing, blacklisted, naturally occurring compound with very unusual ionic properties. In fact, it's considered the single most important remedy in all of Ayurvedic medicine. Medical studies have been conducted abroad on the effects this rare mineral-like compound has on energy, diabetes, tumors, ulcers, memory, and brain function, not to mention reproductive health, exercise recovery, and arthritis. Because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made. However, it's still quite legal to own this compound. And the best part? My listeners pay nothing down. Simply go to blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Or call 815-259-4552. That's 815-259-4552 for details.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us. Live streams are there, broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version, both waiting for you for free at freetalklive.com. Now you can save time and money on common legal matters created by top attorneys. LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like setting up a corporation or limited liability company. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. LegalZoom.com.
So you can bring up anything. Let's go to the phones, do the fun, and talk to William in Florida. William, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hello, sir. How are you doing? It's good to hear your voice.
What's up?
Yeah, I'm really concerned, too, about the recruiting. It seems that the drill sergeants, of course, should have a certain procedure. And when they have recruits that say they have asthma, they have other problems, that should be reviewed by a supervising officer. Otherwise, they're using their rudimentary complete control of the people. I'd like to switch subjects just for a moment, if you don't mind.
Okay.
In Vietnam, the pilots, when they were shot down over Vietnam, were worth over $2,000 apiece. All the peasants, all the Vietnamese knew that. So when they captured an American and U.S. pilot, they preserved them. They kept them safe. They took them to the headquarters. With our troops in, currently fighting in Iraq, Afghanistan, etc., it seems like if we had some kind of a money system where the peasants or the locals knew that they captured an American soldier, they'd be worth some kind of a remuneration. They could take them to a Red Cross place, a Red Cross, whatever. But I want to be sure and point that out. I think it's extremely important thoughts. You know, for that situation.
So hold on a second. You're saying they would pay an insurgent to keep a soldier alive?
No, just a peasant. Somebody.
Well, the peasant, there was a $2,000 reward for any American soldier or any American pilot who, either dead or alive, was turned over to the authorities. And,
I see.
So I'm thinking that if we had some kind of a money system set up where an American U.S. soldier was captured in a small village and they were surrounded by hating peasants who wanted to do them great bodily harm.
Well, you know, it's an interesting idea. Of course, I think it would make a little bit more sense just to get the hell out in the first place. How about that?
Well, this is certainly the most important point, but I'm thinking about being captured. You know, let's say a real poor family, a little village knew they had something coming for carrying the guy over alive and in good health. So that could make a difference for them and for the U.S. soldier.
Well, that makes sense, and I wonder why that policy went away.
Another thing I'd like to switch over to another thing is that there's a book called Soldiers of Misfortune. It's written by a Mark Sauter. It's an Avon publication. This book is endorsed by U.S. General Westmoreland, who was chief of staff of all military operations in Vietnam. The book essentially describes how, after World War II, Russia demanded we turn over any Russians that were fighting with the Nazi forces.
Mm-hmm.
We refused to do that. So the Russian government turned around and captured over 30,000 of our American U.S. soldiers, mostly in the POW camps, and took them into Russia as slave labor.
Sounds like a real page-turner. Thanks for the call, William. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Why do you think they stopped that policy, Mark?
I can't even speculate.
Maybe it's because they just don't care that much about their troops anymore. Maybe they care even less today than they care back in the 70s.
It would seem if you apply, Occam's razor to it, the easiest answer, the quickest answer, and it would seem like it's just not worth it to them for some reason. But, if those guys are held in some kind of POW camp or something like that and we get them back later, likely they'll be in worse medical shape. $2,000 is, nothing. Why not, I guess you'd have to raise it for cost of living. Call it $10,000 is probably still significantly less than we'd pay for medical treatment.
Yeah, remember, it's $2,000 for peasants in another country. That's probably okay for them.
It might be.
Here's another group of people that the government doesn't care much about. From Washington, D.C., according to NORML, National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, police have now arrested another record high of marijuana smokers.
Every year.
In 2006 is a 6% increase of over 2005. Police arrested a record 829,625 persons for marijuana violations in 2006, according to the FBI's reports. This is the largest total number of marijuana arrests, annual arrests for pot, ever recorded by the FBI. Marijuana arrests now comprise nearly 44% of all drug arrests in the United States. NORML Executive Director Alan St. Pierre said these numbers belie the myth that police do not target and arrest minor marijuana offenders, who noted that at current rates, a marijuana smoker is arrested every 38 seconds in America. This effort is a tremendous waste of criminal justice resources that diverts law enforcement personnel away from focusing on serious and violent crime, including the war on terrorism.
Of those charged with marijuana violations, approximately 89%, or 738,000 Americans, were charged with possession only. The remaining 90,000 individuals were charged with sale manufacturer, a category that includes all cultivation offenses, even those where the marijuana was being grown for personal or medical use. In the past years, roughly 30% of those arrested were age 19 or younger. So, there they go again, throwing more marijuana smokers in jail cells. Is this really what you want your police to be doing? Because they're spending a lot of time, a lot of money.
And that's really the problem that I have with it, is that it's just so much money. I don't want to spend my money throwing pot smokers in jail.
No way.
I don't smoke marijuana, but I don't see any reason to put someone in jail. When I compare marijuana to alcohol, I see marijuana as being far less harmful than alcohol.
Absolutely. In fact, they're not only spending money to throw the people in jail, then they get to spend more money once they're in jail to keep them there.
Sure.
I mean, it's just money all over the
place.
Part
of it all.
And then they get extra money. They get money for the department from the marijuana smokers, which is the real reason they're doing this, right? It's not because they really... Do they think that this is going to stop people from smoking marijuana? How many people have you known, Mark, that have gone to jail for drugs, marijuana specifically, that got out and cleaned up their act? That's it. Swearing it off. Never smoking marijuana again.
I can't say that I've known anyone that has gone to jail and gotten out and, you know, stopped, never done drugs again.
I've known a handful of people that have gone to jail.
They've gone straight for a little while.
For marijuana. Well, yeah, because they might be on probation or something.
Yeah, well,
get out, and if they're on probation, they're counting the days until it ends before they can smoke their next joint.
Like a problem to me.
What's the problem?
Well, it sounds like they have a problem.
I mean, if
you're counting days so you can smoke your next joint.
Some people really like their marijuana.
I understand. It
sounds
like a problem.
It doesn't necessarily mean that it's a problem. It means that you just enjoy it and you're looking forward to it or whatever. Anyway, my point being that the time in jail did not dissuade them in the least from going out and acquiring more marijuana and smoking it. I mean, they know this. And in fact, they see the same people coming into jail over and over again. It's not like these people get arrested once and they never get seen again. When you get arrested for marijuana, it's a conviction. It goes on your record. When a cop is behind you after you get out of jail, if you're driving and a cop pulls up behind you and types up your license plate in his little computer, it's going to show marijuana arrested 2005. And then the cop's going to know you were arrested once, and he knows that there's a good chance that you might just have a little something on you.
He can get himself another arrest.
Exactly. So he pulls you over, makes up a reason for pulling you over, like, oh, your license plate was out, light was out. Mind if I search? And, you know, and then you get arrested again.
I heard of a guy who got on the wrong side of the cops yesterday. I talked to him. He said he got pulled over every day for 20 days.
And this isn't a marijuana smoker.
No,
this is just a business owner.
Yeah.
1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. Peter in Washington is next, and your calls as well. So ladies come first if you make the call. Free Talk Live.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients. most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Honeybees are now mysteriously vanishing at an astonishing pace across the entire country. Why is this urgent message about honeybees so desperately important? The answer is easy. You see, honeybees produce a unique compound, fed only to the queen, that makes her live 6 times longer than other bees in the hive. Some researchers now believe the compound may have miraculous effects on humans as well. The compound is called Royal Jelly, and is now available in an all-new, ultra-purified form called Jellicene Gold. The product has been designed for purity conscious Americans who are concerned about contaminated royal jelly entering the U.S. from Asia. Solutions from Science is the only company authorized to sell Jellicene Gold in the U.S. They believe it to be the purest, most potent, and safest form of royal jelly in the world. GCN listeners can now purchase this product wholesale on the Solutions website without paying anything today. Visit the Safer Jelly website right now. That's saferjelly.com. Saferjelly.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgie Sacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains. Call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure or visit their website at sacrowedgie.com. sacrowedgy.com. That's sacrowedgy.com. Or call 1-800-737-9295 today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you. And Mark, the live Saturday edition. Bring up whatever you want. And join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features are for free. And there's a bulletin board system there with over 250,000 posts. Lots to talk about, serious issues, and fun stuff. You'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com. That is bbs.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. Once again, our number is 800-259-9231. Take your calls here in a moment, but just a few more bits of information from the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, talking about how marijuana arrests are up yet again. The last year of record, 2006, 829,625 people in America were arrested for marijuana violations, nonviolent crimes. People who never harmed another hair on another person's body.
Or at least not that's not what they're charged for.
Well, okay, fine. But most marijuana smokers aren't being arrested because they got into a fight with their spouse.
No, when it comes to domestic abuse, you're not dealing with marijuana smokers. You're dealing with drinkers.
Right. In fact, I wonder how many. It'd be kind of interesting to see how many alcohol arrests there were. Just as an aside, I don't know what that is.
Probably still high when you're talking about drinking and driving.
I imagine so. Yes, I'm just curious.
Public intoxication.
But at least with drinking and driving, someone's in danger. You're endangering other people's lives.
I've never understood public intoxication.
No, me neither. Unless you're being loud and belligerent and destroying property, I don't see what the problem
but
is.
Then you're
staggering
loud
down the street,
or belligerent, or destroying property.
Right.
Like one of those things we can take care of. But what public intoxication? Are you telling me that it's why is it such a big deal for me to go down to the bar, get lit, so that I'm going to have a huge headache in the morning, which I have no interest in, but get lit and then stagger home?
I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me. What about open container? What if you want to go down to the convenience store, grab a brewski or whatever, pop it open and drink it on the way home as you walk home?
Well, you know, the people in Montana until very recently, it wasn't illegal to have an open container. You know, that was one of the things.
What was the excuse they made?
I don't know. You know, people don't. Mad doesn't like it.
Oh, it's mad? But it's when you're walking. I mean, most people don't get busted for open container in the car.
The whole concept of alcohol mixing with cars is evil. Aren't you aware?
Right. So why don't they just have a law against people with open containers in cars?
I can have three beers, and I swear, you know, I grew up in Sarasota, Florida, lived there for 30-something years. I drove around a lot of old people in Buicks and Lincolns, and I can have three beers and still drive better than most of those old people. I can tell you that.
I'll take your word for it.
Octogenarians out there in their Lincolns.
So it's just,
sure some of them can drive great, mind you, but
just another absurd law. I mean, if we ever do get to the point of legalizing marijuana, or rather re-legalizing marijuana, which I think would be just one of the most sensible things this people in this government could possibly do to actually make it so the police are really going after real criminals again. But if indeed marijuana was re-legalized, would it be illegal to walk down the street smoking a joint?
I think that in that you're not allowed to do so in Amsterdam, for instance.
Right.
You know, it's illegal to walk down the street and smoke a joint, although they probably won't bother you for it. In this, you know, but you can smoke in these little bars they have, these hash bars, and you can smoke at home.
I'm sure that most marijuana smokers and would be very happy to smoke in their houses or smoke at the hash bar or something like that.
Sure.
But then you've got this double standard where, well, it's okay for cigarette smokers to walk down the street smoking a cigarette. Why is it so much worse to walk down the street smoking a joint?
There's mind-altering aspects to marijuana that really aren't there with cigarettes.
Oh, bah. I've heard that cigarettes give you a buzz.
They will if you're not used to them.
Okay.
And tests have shown that cigarette smokers are more aggressive, but the question there really is, do aggressive people smoke, or,
well,
you know,
what do you suggest?
Make people aggressive?
Like, do you think marijuana is so mind-altering that you're just going to step out in front of some traffic?
I don't know what I'm suggesting.
When I first smoked
marijuana, I certainly would have stepped out in traffic if there hadn't been people around.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. How old were you at that time?
16.
Yeah. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Present policies, according to Normal, have done little, if anything, to decrease marijuana's availability or dissuade youth from trying it. Noting the St. Pierre said, noting young people in the United States now frequently report they have easier access to marijuana than alcohol or tobacco. In fact, two other major points stand out from today's record marijuana arrests. Overall, there's
been... I'd like to make a point on that, if I
yeah.
could. When it comes to alcohol's availability versus marijuana's availability, you see, when the stores can sell it, they can sell it to only people that are over the age of 21. Now, I'm not saying that certainly people under 21 get alcohol. Just about everybody who's drank before they were 21. But it does limit. It makes it difficult. I think that we would be in better shape if we just let people who are 18 years old, you know, let places sell marijuana, drugstores sell marijuana, and only sell to people who are 18 and up.
No doubt about it. I think that'd be a huge step in the right direction. They say that overall there's been a dramatic 188% increase in the marijuana arrests since the last 15 years, yet the public's access to pot remains largely unfettered, and the self-reported use of cannabis remains largely unchanged. Second, America's Midwest is decidedly the hotbed for marijuana-related arrests, with 57% of all marijuana-related arrests. The region of
the reason for this is it's just so darn expensive for marijuana. You can set up your third bedroom that's completely unoccupied with some lamps and make an investment of less than $500,000. Set up your third bedroom, tape up the windows, put
$500,000.
Did I say 500?
Yeah.
Oh,
mean
500.
Like 5,000.
No, 500 to $1,000.
Okay.
Your initial investment. Nobody has $500,000.
Yeah, you don't need to be a drug lord to grow marijuana.
No, is all you do is, you know, section off your third bedroom and grow 100 plants in there and you can make $30,000 when those babies come ready. And then you can do that several times a year.
And I love how the article points out that the public's access to marijuana is largely unfettered, self-reported use of cannabis largely unchanged, despite decades of enforcement, despite decades of throwing people in jail cells, ruining their lives, and continuing this police state insanity that we have in this country, kicking in people's doors, shooting dogs, you name it. They're just doing awful things to our freedoms in the name of this war on drugs, and still, people are out there using marijuana.
People that have never used drugs, their freedoms are compromised in the process.
That much is true as well. By the way, the region of America with the least amount of marijuana-related arrests is the West, with 30% of them. This latter result is arguably a testament to the passage of various state and local decriminalization efforts over the past several years. The total number of marijuana arrests in the United States for 2006 far exceeded, the total number of arrests in the U.S. for all violent crimes combined. Really shows you where the priorities are when it comes to your local police department, doesn't it? More than murder, manslaughter, forcible rape, robbery, and aggravated assault, all of those combined, marijuana arrests. There are more people being arrested for pot in this country than anything
else. And we're all
else.
Paying to lock them up.
Annual marijuana arrests have nearly tripled since the early 1990s. Arresting hundreds of thousands of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly needlessly destroys the lives of otherwise law-abiding citizens, said St. Pierre, adding that over 8 million Americans have been arrested on marijuana charges in the past 10 years. During the same time, arrests for cocaine and heroin have declined sharply, implying that increased enforcement of marijuana laws is being achieved at the expense of enforcing laws against the possession and trafficking of more dangerous drugs. And plus, it's just easier to bust marijuana. It smells.
Yeah,
it's bulky.
Big and stinky.
St. Pierre concluded, enforcing marijuana prohibition costs taxpayers between $10 billion and $12 billion annually and has led to the arrest of nearly 20 million Americans. Nevertheless, some 94 million Americans acknowledge having used marijuana during their lives, including many politicians.
Yeah.
Who just get up there and they chuckle about it. I was just a kid and I used marijuana. Well, would you be better off if you'd spent 5 or 10 years in jail because of it?
Or even, 90...
Even a few nights in
90,
jail.
120 days. Think about what would happen in your life if you didn't... If you were, by yourself, single, and you got arrested for 120 days. Your apartment, all your crap would be gone.
You're done. Unless you pay your rent 5 months in advance.
Right. Who does that?
He says it makes no sense to continue to treat nearly half of Americans as criminals for their use of a substance that poses no greater and arguably far fewer health risks than alcohol or tobacco. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Blood sugar, cholesterol, and circulation levels return to normal. Arteries unclog. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal. An irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance naturally with absolutely no negative side effects. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with a patient of his who started taking Heart and Body Extract.
I have a bad experience with a gentleman who was a colleague of mine for many, many years. And so we got him this product, and he could not walk from his house to the mailbox to get his mail because he had congestive heart failure. And after being on this product for about 4 to 6 weeks, he was able to walk 15 minutes per day. And after 2 months, he was walking up to 3 miles per day.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll free at 800-259-9231, and it's the live Saturday edition. Ian here with you.
And Mark,
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of stuff on the site. We give it all away, but we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by buying some stuff at the Free Talk Live store. Head over to store.freetalklive.com and shop around. We've got all kinds of great items, including the Free Talk Live branded merchandise like t-shirts and hats and hoodies, as well as other things like our beanie caps. I guess that cat counts as a hat. The lighter bottle opener combo, DVD classic archive collector sets. We even have a flag, and the bumper stickers are free. Figure out, you can find out how to get your own bumper sticker if you head on over to store.freetalklive.com. That again, store.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Talk to John in New Hampshire. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, there is no war on drugs. There is a war on the Constitution. There is a war on civil liberties. There is a war on the people of this country.
Mm.
And to just prove it, I think it was last week you folks were talking about who profits from this on a local level. Corrupt cops on an individual level can do profit. The chief and further on up, they profit at a different level by confiscating property. They profit at different levels in the judicial system by extracting fees from people, which
hundreds of dollars, hundreds of them,
that are too cowardly to stand up I don't want to be too harsh on people and say cowardly. I'm trying to find a better word.
Yeah, cowardly is definitely not the right word. It's just they're scared.
They're conditioned.
Yeah, that's a good one.
But that's on a local level. Bump it up to the national level. When we're in a war like with the Iran-Contra and that sort of thing, in that era, there was cocaine coming into this country, and just like on the local level, where certain things are allowed to happen by the supervisor, by the chief, by whatever, on a national level, when we're down fighting the Contras or whatever, you know, CIA type of war down there, it's interesting that the drug of choice that's being imported into our cities and further onto the street is cocaine. When
and
we're
cocaine
fighting a war in Afghanistan.
Now, and
in
by the way,
Iran,
cocaine is just as popular as it's always been, if not
right.
more so.
But when we move over to other countries where the poppy plant grows, my point is that when the guns, the illegal guns that the CIA and the warmongers send to these countries illegally to fight wars, the planes that carry the guns do not come back empty. And there are people who know that this happens. Back when the Iran-Contra thing happened, there was a guy named Hossenfuss. He was captured by one of the governments down there. They shot his plane down. He was on his way back to Arkansas. Clinton used to be the governor back then. That's when he used to say that his brother had a nose like a vacuum cleaner. That was a huge importing place for cocaine.
Yeah, I've heard the allegations about Mena, Arkansas, and the airport.
But when we're in Afghanistan and other countries where the poppy plant is popular, they say that in Afghanistan that crop was on its decline until all of a sudden there's a war, and then all of a sudden the poppy plant and the drugs from that begin to come back in. What the
right.
hell's going on? Because the drugs are paying for the illegal guns that the CIA types.
You're speculating a little bit, but the fact is that the government definitely involved in bringing, many of them are definitely involved in smuggling, and it may or may not be for gun money. It may just simply be for their own personal enrichment. I mean, who knows what their motivations are.
That, too. You don't normally hear me call up and talk about conspiracy stuff because I think, like you do, that it's a large waste of time to focus on that. But it's also important not to ignore it. There are people, just like on the local level, which you are aware of and talk about,
mm-hmm.
on the international level, there are supervisors or whatever they are, bosses, that sit in meetings and say, you know, we have things that we want to accomplish, and you know what? We're going to look past some of this. And there's ways that we profit from it.
Some people have said, and John, great call. Thank you for it. 800-259-9231. Some people have said that, you know, the CIA and that sort of thing are using drug sales to supplement their budgets that they're getting from the federal government. So the money they're getting from the feds, however many billions of dollars that is, isn't enough. So they're engaging in
drug transactions. Well, they have, you know, the sort of black money that's untraceable to some extent, too.
Right, that's what it is, black money.
Right, and John brings up an interesting point. Heroin wasn't that big of a deal until we went into Afghanistan on the streets.
Mm-hmm.
Heroin was largely gone when I was a kid, in the 80s.
Right. If you're sitting out there just thinking that's not possible, our government would never do any such thing, I think that you're living in a fantasy land because you just don't understand the power of the black market. You don't understand the draw. The money is so great. The profits are so insane in the black market. It's very hard for someone to resist that. Whether it's just a Border Patrol agent trying to resist a payout from the smugglers trying to cross the border with a truck full of marijuana or cocaine.
Right.
All the way up to the top of the DEA, it's very difficult, or your local sheriff, for instance, very difficult for them to just sit there and not take these payments when you can get, essentially, you can get in some cases, depending on the load of marijuana that's coming across the border, you can make as much in one day just looking the other direction as a drug shipment passes through your checkpoint. You can make as much in that one day as you'll make all year long as working for the Border Patrol in cash.
You know,
who could say no to that? You got kids to feed. You got a college to pay for. You got, you know, fill in the blank. Everybody's got their debt and their obligations, and that's cash, real money. It's
how much $25,000 would be, you know, how much that would benefit you right now.
Mm-hmm.
Would you look the other way for a few minutes?
You're damn right. I sure would.
If you didn't think you were going to get caught?
Not that I'd be a government bureaucrat in the first place, but I can definitely say for sure that I would. And it's very unlikely that you would get caught, especially if they buy out everybody at the Border Patrol. Now, I'm not saying that everyone is for sale at the Border Patrol, but
no.
There is a chance that, you know, there are two or three individuals that are going to be on duty that are the critical people you'll need to pay off, in which case you pay maybe $100,000 to make one trip through. And
if you've got enough of whatever in the truck, then it's worth doing.
Yeah, if you've got enough in the truck, if you've got 3,000 pounds in the truck, then, you know, you're only talking about a little bit per pound. It's really not a big deal. 800-259-9231, SACL CAI toll free line for you. Let's talk to Puke on the line in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Line.
Good evening, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind, Puke?
Let's see. The guy called in right at the beginning of the hour talking about Vietnam POWs or some crazy hoo-ha.
Mm.
And he was talking about a monetary reward for downed pilots or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Those are called blood chits. C-H-I-T.
Okay.
And it is, I don't know if it's been used before World War II, but they used them in World War II. It was like a silk cloth that was sewn into the pilots and bombers' jackets, and it basically said in, like, the languages of the countries that they would be flying over that if you found the soldier in a downed aircraft, that you could take him or report where he was and get a reward.
Hmm.
And they still do that. When I was in Afghanistan, we had a blood chit, and it was just, a piece of paper that in whatever, Afghani Arabic
right.
language said, take this guy in, and instead of taking him to your warlord, call us, the U.S. Army or whatever, and we'll give you money.
I'm pleased to know they are still engaging in that practice.
Yeah, it sounded like a good thing.
It kind of gave you a peace of mind when you're out there flying around in the Pushtu Mountains or whatever the heck they're called.
Indeed. I know this is the Pushtans. I don't know anything else. I guess it's the people who lived in the Pushtu Mountains.
Well, as always.
That's it. Hindu Kush.
As always, thank you for the expertise. Anything else?
No problem.
Thanks,
Pew. That's all I want to say.
All right, dude. 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll.
Good to know they haven't gotten rid of that program.
Let's talk to Paul in, I think, Maine. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, hello, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind, Paul?
Well, I've been listening to another broadcast, and they've been playing Cheney from 91, saying that going to Baghdad would be a quagmire.
Yeah, isn't that just some amazing footage? I've seen this stuff. It's him just expounding on why this is such an awful idea, and we don't want to put our troops in harm's way, and it'd be a quagmire. And of course, he was right.
Well, why doesn't Ron Paul's campaign just make an ad? Utilizing that, it seems appropriate to
me. It's a brilliant idea. Maybe they just haven't thought of it. I'm sure they'd appreciate the suggestion. In fact, speaking of Ron Paul, go to ronpaul2008.com, and there is a contact link there. Get in touch with the campaign and make the suggestion. I mean, they've almost raised $1 million this week, so eventually they will be buying those campaign ads.
I thought you guys were the campaign.
We just are happy to be a part of it and behind it and supporting it and talking about it on the radio. Thanks for the call, Paul. 800-259-9231. In fact, we'll give you an update on the Ron Paul campaign here in a moment and take your calls about whatever's on your mind. The live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live rolls on at hour number two, coming up.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Attention.